In 2008, 66% of voters under 30 cast their ballots for Barack Obama.
Hello, Dallas!
But this year, the excitement just doesn't seem to be there. Only a small number of students on the University of Texas at Arlington campus voted early, and there's not a lot of talk about the presidential election. Political science professor Alan Sachs says he could feel the difference.
There was tremendous intensity on college campuses. I remember students here on our campus at UT Arlington. Some of the students wore T-shirts with President Obama's face imprinted on the T-shirt and were proud of. There was an enthusiasm I haven't seen for politics since the 1960s. This year, it's very different, and the intensity is gone. It's just gone.
UT Arlington student Puti Sok doesn't even remember if she registered to vote.
I think I might have registered, so I'm going to check, and if I did, I will vote. But I think I kind of forgot about it.
For senior Calandria Watson, the thrill of 2008 is gone.
The first election, because it was my first time to vote, so obviously it was more exciting than now it's more. I guess I got to go do that now.
A Pew Research Center survey found that this year, the number of voters under 30 who are following campaign news is about half of what it was in 2008. Only 50% of young voters are certain that they are registered to vote. That's a drop from 2008, when 61% said they were registered. Matthew Wilson, associate professor of political science at Southern Methodist University, says President Obama is no longer a rock star.
Young voters will still almost certainly give him a majority of their votes, but that incredible excitement, that sense of something profoundly new happening in American politics, has really worn off, and the difference is nowhere as dramatic as it is among young voters.
Researchers at the Pew Center say the under 30 vote didn't swing the election for Obama in 2008. But the enthusiasm felt on campuses did something more. It produced hundreds of young, energetic campaign volunteers who may have influenced their parents and other older voters. And who knows what effect that difference, or indifference, will make this year. For KERA, I'm Janine Kamash.